Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We are in the ninth perek. Today, we will learn the fifth and sixth Mishnayos, Perek Tes, Mishneh Hei, and Vov. We've been learning about the various measuring vessels, measuring utensils, measuring cups that were in the Beis Hamikdash, those that measured solids like soles, flour, and those that measured liquids like shemen, oil, olive oil, or yayin, wine. The Mishnah now says that kol hamidos shehoyu b'mikdash hoyu nigdashot, that all of the midos, all of the measuring utensils in the Beis Hamikdash were nigdashot. Nigdashot means that, for example, if you have a cup which if you fill to the top and then some, heaping over, then with the heap, the cup measures the amount indicated on the cup. So if you have a cup measuring 6 ounces, the actual volume of the cup to its brim may only be 5 ounces, but it's 6 ounces when you pour in enough so that there's a heap above the top surface of the cup. So that's what it means that all the midos were nigdoshos. Chutz Mishel Kohen Gadol, except for the Isaron measurement cup, which was used by the Kohen Gadol for his daily carbon, which was a Minchas Chavitin, Shehoya Godesho Litocho, the Godesh, the heap, was actually in the cup, below the top surface of it. So, that the Isaron measure used by measuring cup used by the Kohen Gadol was larger than the Isaron measuring cup used for other Karbanos Mincha, because the Godesh, the heap above the surface of the cup, was contained within the surface of the cup in that case. Halach, the Mishnah continues, Midos Halach, the measurement of liquids, the measuring cups for liquids, shemen and yayin, beirutzei hen, the overflow, kodesh, was considered sanctified, because the midos halach were mekadesh, the beirutzin, the overflow, as well as whatever is actually in the measuring vessel. Umidos hayovesh, but when it comes to measuring solids, however, beirutzei hen chol, the overflow is considered not sacred. It's chol. The English word for chol, usually in many translations, is profane. But I have somewhat of a difficulty using the word profane, which has to mean negative connotations, for chol, which is simply neutral. It's not holy, it's not sacred, but it's not profane. It's, what shall I say, mundane, perhaps. Ordinary. Week a day. In any case, this is a sheet of the Tanakhama, that midos halach, the berutzin are kodesh. Midos hayovesh, the berutzin are chol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, midos halach kodesh, lefichoch berutzein kodesh. The reason is because the midos halach were themselves sanctified vessels, whereas the midos hayovesh were not sanctified. Therefore, the berutzin of the yovesh were not kodesh, but chol. Rabbi Akiva, in this regard, holds with the matter with reference to the midos halach, like the Tanakhama, that the midos halach, the actual midos, the actual measuring tools, measuring vessels, were sanctified both within and without. They were sanctified with the shemen hamishcha, with the anointing oil, both inside and outside, so that the overflow ran along the outside of the cup, and the outside of the cup was also kodesh. So the beirutzin, the overflowing wine or yayin or shemen, was also sanctified. But when it comes to the midos hayovesh, Rabbi Akiva holds that they weren't anointed at all, and therefore the beirutzin are chol. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo mishum ze. Rabbi Yossi says, It's not because of the status of the cup itself that the Midos Halacha Beirutz and Kodesh and Midos Hayovesh Beirutz and Chol. For a different reason entirely. Elo Shehalach Ne'ekor, sometimes it's spelled Nun Ayin Chof Reish, sometimes it's spelled Ne'ekor Nun Ayin Kuf Reish. But the reason is simple. When you pour a liquid into a cup and some of that liquid overflows, that which overflowed was originally in the cup, and as you kept on pouring, some of what was originally in the cup and sanctified there flows over. So it was already sanctified from within, in the case of liquid. In the case of yovesh, of solid, v'ha-yovesh eino ne'ekar, that which overflows never came within the actual area contained by the cup, the measuring cup. It was poured on top of it after the measuring cup was full, and then it flowed over. So therefore, it did not become kadosh. Mishnah Vav continues with moving away now from the measuring cups themselves and talking about which karbonos require minchas nesochim, require accompanying shemen and mincha and shemen and yayin. Soles and shemen in a mincha and yayin, of course, separately. That package is called minchas nesochim. So the Mishnah says, Kol korbanos hatzibur v'hayochid tu'unin nisochim. All korbanos in general, it's a rule with many exceptions, but the general rule is that all korbanos require the accompanying nisochim, meaning the minchas nisochim. Chutz min habchor, the firstborn cow, sheep, whatever, brought as a korban. V'hama'aser, the tenth behema of a flock dedicated as a korban is maaser behema. V'ha pesach, a korban pesach. V'ha chatos, and the korban chatos, whether it's a yochid's korban chatos for his individual sin, or the various types of korbanos chatos brought by the tzibur, all require, these latter ones do not require a minchas desochim. V'ha osham, and the osham too does not require a minchas nesochim. The Gemara brings a brisa which gives a reason for all this. Because in the Parsha of Nesochim, which is in Parsha Shlach, we have the following pasuk. This is Bamidbor Tesvov pasuk Gimel. Va'asisem ishel Hashem ola uzovach lefalei neder o v'nidovo. So the parsha which gives a mitzvah of minchas nesochim speaks of those korbanos which are brought through a vow, brought through a neder and a dova. So therefore we can build a rule that any korban which comes through a neder and a dova requires nesochim. But b'chor, maaser, pesach, chatos, osham do not come from a neder and a dova. Therefore they do not require a minchas nesochim. But there's an exception here too. Elo shechatoso shel mitzora va'ashamo to unin nisochim. The mitzora, who becomes cured, healed, brings korbanos. Among his korbanos are a korban osham and a korban chatos. The pasuk there reads, it's Vayikra Yudalit pasuk Yud and Parshas Mitzora. Uvayom Hashmini Yikach Shnei Chavosim, etc. Ushlosho Esronim Soles Mincho Belulo Bashemen Velo Gechot Shome. So here you have specifically a Minchas Nesochim of Soles and Shemen, and an additional log of Shemen for the Matan Bahonos, for applying to the body of the Mitzora in various ways. So you have a korban mincha which accompanies a korban chatos and a korban osham, but it's the special case of a mitzora. And so we have finished Mishnayos number 5 and 6 in Perek Tes, in Perek 9, and in the process have concluded lesson number 28.